wearing a shirt I probably shouldn't be wearing if we're filming this.
I'm wearing pants I shouldn't be wearing.
I'm just happy you're wearing pants, to be honest with you. Thank God.
It's 420.
Today's
a day of celebration.
So it's a day for pants.
Shh, let's do the show.
Let's do the show.
Oh, we're already doing it. Hi, I'm Mike. There's Brian.
I'm Grizz.
Grizz, let me ask you something, man. You are, by the way, thanks for coming here.
No problem, dude.
And happy 420 to you, my friend.
Happy 420 to you, my friend, also.
Somebody's hyped. That's what I know.
That's me.
It is you.
It is me. I am baked at the moment.
You know what? That's the way that it should be. And congratulations to you. By the way, do you know what you smoked?
No.
I will tell you. It was a memorable one.
You smoked it too. It was a memorable one? Yeah, really? It's this memorable?
Serious? No, it was a good one. You'll tell me?
And this is how memorable it was?
No, it was a good one. Hold on. That was... it'll come to me later on in the show.
Lemon?
No, that wasn't the lemon haze.
No?
Yes, it was.
It was lemon haze.
Congratulations. Yeah. It was lemon haze. And that, by the way, is a funny story in itself. We could talk about that lemon haze.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah. There's some competition in the marketplace, and it's a little weird.
Yeah, it's a funny story. You have to share it, man. Everybody's got to hear that one.
Welcome back to the show. If you wondered where we've been for the last couple of weeks, well, that would shock the living shit out of me, frankly.
Well, it shocked the shit out of me, too.
Yeah.
Because a lot's gone on in, what, I think it's been 2 weeks?
It has been, yeah.
At least, since we've done a show?
It has. And, for example, Ontario, where we live, and, oh, by the way, we shot some more TV show, which was kind of fun. And
yep.
Did you see the video?
I did see the videos. They're pretty good, man.
It is?
Yeah.
We're all right?
Yeah. You haven't seen the videos yet?
No.
No?
No, Brian.
I got them right here.
Grizz, are you serious?
Yeah, I'll show them to you later.
Well, why don't we just, why don't you get my reaction on the show to the video? A couple of seconds of it, because I haven't seen it.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay, it'll take me a couple of minutes to find it, though.
Okay, but you know what? The beautiful thing about the setup is I can push pause here for a second when we need to.
Okay.
We can go on. And when we get to that place, yeah, maybe that's the way to go.
Done.
Because I don't know if you know this about me. I'm glad to go and do it. I don't need to see it afterward. That's up to some wonderful people who are very talented exactly. to take care of. And if you'd just be kind enough to let me know when it's on TV, I'm going to take a pass. gives me the chills. Sure enough, we did a little bit of that. And that was a lot of fun. And so I wanted to say hi to everybody that participated in that shoot. You'll see more of that coming up on the website shortly. Anything going on in your world? What are you thinking about?
What's going on in my world? I've just been really busy. I've got a really cool thing going on. I'm working with some people involved in the cannabis industry right now as a consultant. So,
right on.
It's kind of
interesting. Brian's a big brain. Grizz is like the real deal over here, man.
I'm not the real deal, but I like to get my fingers in some pies. Yeah. So I have the distinct privilege right now of working with a company that's involved in cannabis extraction. So I'm learning a lot right now about the technology and how that all works and the extraction of CBDs.
Well, CBD has got to be the biggest thing on earth, man, because I just came back from Europe and that's all anybody talks about. I mean, there are CBD stores everywhere throughout Austria. I don't know about Slovakia. I kind of laid low there.
So are they, the stores that you came across, are they branded as a CBD outlet?
Yeah.
And they sell it legally in there?
Yeah, CBD is mainly legal throughout Europe, it seems.
So now, as a user, a consumer of cannabis yourself.
Boo, CBD. Give me some THC.
Well, but did you take it? Did you try any of the CBD?
I did, in fact. And there is one of the strains that I tried there. There is no way that it wasn't like really high THC, in fact. I mean, either that or the CBD reacted with me. I mean, I was so high. It was ridiculous.
And this was an edible that you had?
No, it was, you can buy a bud. You can buy CBD only bud, and it's so low in THC that it actually is, you know, negligible, in fact. So, you know, you just figure you're not going to get high. Now, either this made me feel so good that or it interacted with existing THC in my system, or I don't know. But boy, oh boy, I was really super high.
See, that's so. Permigrin, like it was just a nice mellow Permigrin buzz. Like you weren't, it wasn't lift off. It wasn't like, oh, I don't know whether to shit or wind my watch. I'm not sure where to start. Type of thing.
Started that way.
It did start that way.
Yeah, I was a little like I was confused by the whole scenario, frankly, because. You know, I didn't expect to get high.
No,
at all.
I wouldn't have expected it either.
I expected to get irritated.
See, I've never tried CBD.
Oh no, it's
on its
good.
Own.
It's pretty good.
I don't know what I would use it for.
Well, you know what? It's. I don't know. I'm not a doctor. I'm talking about personal experience right now.
You're not a doctor?
Okay, this is going to come as a shock to a lot of people. I'm not a doctor. What? Let me finish. I'm not a doctor.
Sorry, I just smoked that weed. I'm not a doctor.
People are always like, Mike, when are you going to be a doctor? Not soon, actually. I have other plans.
Good.
Or I would pursue it. It's just that I've got other plans.
Yeah.
But I've been using a couple of different CBD balms when I feel the ache here and the pain there. And I'm telling you, man, it works really well. And I don't know if it's placebo effect or what. As I point out, I'm not sure if I said placebo effect properly because I am not yet a physician.
So for me, I have bursitis, of all things, in my hip.
Mm-hmm.
So yesterday, just before it rained.
I watched television last night.
No, it wasn't that bad.
Okay.
But just before it rained, I was folded over like a cheap suit. Man, I was in a lot of pain.
Yes, that can happen.
So I'm wondering if CBD might help.
I would put it right there. What do you got to lose? Most of it smells great.
Nothing. You know what I really need right now, though?
What?
A fucking drink, dude, because my throat is on fire. So I'm going to get up from here and go to your bar fridge.
Yeah.
And I'm going to get a drink.
I'll cover this.
I'll be back in a minute, everybody.
Don't. Something wrong with him. He's got cotton mouth.
No, I don't.
Never seen anything like it in my life. He had to escape the room. I have never seen Grizz do this before. Well, hats off. This is a good chance for me to tell the story. What happened just now is Grizz is feeling the effects of some lemon haze that was delivered to me. I don't know what the laws, by the way, that's really, what is that? What do you have there?
I took an Arizona iced tea.
I didn't even know we had that. Oh, that's motor oil.
No, I needed to coat my throat with like something syrupy.
Yeah.
Oh.
I am going to isolate that, and that will be the first thing that goes in the soundboard.
Sorry about that.
I need to coat my throat with something syrupy, said Brian.
edit.
Yeah.
So you were telling the story about, did I just actually fucking say what you just said I said?
You are so high right now. Oh my God, I wish. Yes, you did say that. By the way, I can't believe I decoded what you just said to me about saying that when you said before.
My mind's in the gutter. My throat is so dry.
420. Should we take a break? Do you need a minute?
Keep talking. I'll be fine. Let's keep going. So you're telling the story about getting the weed.
Yeah. So I don't even know.
The story. Just keep talking because I can't right now.
Okay. Stay with us though, Brian. And by the way, Grizz, if you need me to resuscitate, I'm ready to do a forced tracheotomy on
you. This is so funny right now, dude.
Although I'm not a doctor, as I pointed out before.
No.
I would give it the good old college try. Oh. Not medical college. Okay, so this lemon, I don't know. Is delivery legal? I don't even know. Is it? I don't know. I don't know.
Depends on who's delivering it.
I don't know, man.
If the government's delivering it, it's legal.
I don't think this was the government. Let's put that aside for now.
Okay.
The person that did deliver it was selling $100 ounces of lemon haze. And I was like, well, let's see how sprayed down and grotesque this weed is. I got nothing to lose except $100. Maybe I say no to it at the door.
It's cheap, man.
So I order it. I mean, I'm telling you, like 12 minutes later, a car pulls up and I go out and I'm like, hey, how you doing? And the lady goes, hey. I'm like, she's super enthused. And I'm like, is this good weed? And
describe this lady. Describe her.
I'm going to say she's like 45.
Okay, so she's a woman.
Yeah. 45-year-old woman. Black lady, sort of like, sort of like middle class, like any of us sort of thing. She's driving around in her. I'm not going to identify her car, but it wasn't like a Mercedes. I'll put it that way.
Okay.
All right? She's just like a mom.
Okay.
So she shows up and I'm like, is this weed for, so I smell. She goes, oh, here, check it out. It's a trip, baby. That's what she said to me several times.
She was talking.
She said to me, oh, this is a trip, baby. Like, that's what she said to me a couple of times.
That's,
like,
hysterical.
I never heard anybody call anything a trip since the 60s.
No.
All right. I'm down for a trip. She recommended another bud that was OG Shark. And she said, that stuff is fire, with like several E's in the message I got. Okay, give me some of that. So she comes, I check it out. This smells really good. This is a good value. She goes, I'll tell you how. I said, how? She goes, well, he was cheating on me. I kicked him out. and the weed was left behind, and it is a fire sale. And I was like, oh no, this can't be good.
She was selling her old man's weed.
Yeah, man. I guess he was playing around, and she's like, now in the weed delivery biz. I can work that weed maps, damn it.
Oh, I hope he doesn't have a dead out on that weed.
Yeah.
I hope it wasn't fronted to him, man. Because I got away from the mic there. I hope it wasn't fronted to him.
I don't know how that all went down. I was just like, well, that's one business model I had never considered.
That's just hysterical to me that she was doing that.
Happy 420.
Happy 420 to everybody.
And her name, I think, was Dee. So if you're listening, happy 420 to you.
Hi, Dee. I had something interesting happen to me at the McDonald's drive-thru the other day.
What?
Has nothing to do with smoking weed, but I'm going through the drive-thru.
Oh, it does. Trust me. Does it involve a staff member at McDonald's?
No. Yes.
Okay, never mind. I'm not saying anything libelous.
So I'm going through the drive-thru, and I get up to the window. And it was one of the managers that was working the window.
Yeah.
And she leans out and she looks at, how are you today? And I'm like, I'm shit. I'm having a bad day.
Why would you do that? Right? Why did you say that to her?
Because I said it with a smile and she knew I was full of it. Right. Okay. So I said it with a smile and she looks, oh, you're having a, I'm like, no, I'm fine. I'm just kidding. Whatever. We start talking a bit more. And then I don't know how we got on the topic, but all of a sudden I said, she asked me what I did for a living. Right. And I just said, I'm an entrepreneur. I said, I'm a busy guy. Right. Yeah. I got lots to do. Right. Yeah. I'm not married. I don't have kids. I got lots of time on my hands to make myself miserable.
I'm delivering weed for my new girlfriend who stole it from her old man.
Yeah. So then she looks at me. And she goes, well, would you like a friend to hang out with?
What?
And she's like, why don't you give me your number? I might know a nice friend that you could spend some time with. And I was just.
What do you mean?
Yeah. So I gave her my number just to see what was going to show up.
No, you don't. What?
Why?
Grizz. Are you kidding me right now?
Yeah. No, I did that.
A couple of things. Wow, that you socialized.
I socialized. Yeah, I guess that's a good thing,
okay.
too.
Okay. So, to that. Okay, that's. I'm just recovering from that when you tell me that this person reaches out to you, which I've seen go very badly
for most people,
and says to you, from the goodness of her heart, would you like to hang out with somebody? Because maybe I've got somebody that you'd like to hang out with.
Mm hmm.
I've never seen anybody successfully launch that one at you. So now I'm double spinning, and you tell me that you didn't take this person's number.
I gave him mine.
You handed yours off at the McDonald's drive-thru.
I did.
Wow.
I must be lonely. I'm really fucking lonely, wow,
man.
Dude.
I'm so fucking lonely. I'm so glad that you came over on 420. I mean, honestly, if you need... Okay. First of all, congratulations.
Thanks,
for doing
man.
Like, that's a really big step. Weird and way too far.
Stepping out of my zone big time.
Yeah, you're stepping out of what most people would consider a safe zone. But anyway, wow.
So we'll see what happens.
I love you, man. You're so weird. I never know what to expect from you.
Random. I had a girl one time, a person I worked with, and she just looked at me one day. She's like, you are just so random. Like, you just
random.
Do random.
Random, Grizz. You're random. That is a great
you're
description.
Just so random.
Random Grizz. Oh, yeah.
One minute you're doing this. The next minute you're doing that. Like, the next minute you're doing that. How do you do all
you
this
You started
stuff?
That conversation, I want to remind our listeners, with, you're having a shit day.
Yeah. How are you today? I'm shit. That's exactly
unbelievable.
Shit.
I don't even know. I don't know where to begin with this, to be honest with you. Well, has anything resulted?
No, nothing yet.
Oh.
It'll be funny if it does. And if it does, I'll probably go meet someone just because I think it would be fun to roll the dice and see what happens. In a public place, of course, because I don't want to get robbed or something.
Now, did they allude to who this person was? Was it them?
No, I don't think it was them.
What do you mean you don't think? Did they say, it's me?
No.
Did they say who it was?
No. Just said that she might know, have a friend for me. That's what she said. That was it.
How old was this person?
The person was probably 35.
Okay.
35?
Can you describe the person to me? Would that be out of order?
Sure. I think she was a lovely Jamaican woman.
Mm-hmm.
A little heftier.
Mm-hmm.
And she was just smiley and pleasant. That's all.
You haven't had a call yet?
No. Dude, let's just be honest. Like, not to be a dick or anything like that. But the truth is, this is... I don't want to...
No. You know what? Let's just see what happens.
Yeah, let's just see what happens.
See what happens.
I got some pretty high standards, you know. So I know what you're trying to do. You're trying to save the show at this point.
I am.
So let's move on to 420.
Okay. I'm going to be honest with you. I don't know. I thought I knew what 420 was all about. I thought it was like the date some kids got arrested for smoking weed, and then Jimi Hendrix busted them out of jail with his awesome kung fu buddy, Bruce Lee, with the cool moves, and that happened on 420.
You thought that Jimi Hendrix and Bruce Lee broke people out of school for misdemeanor?
Not school, prison.
Oh, broke them out of prison for misdemeanor.
George Foreman was there.
No, I used to think it was Bob Marley's birthday.
Is it Bob Marley's birthday, in fact?
I don't know. I didn't check, but that's what I heard. So
I can make that easy because it is 420. I can have a look. Let me have a look. All right. So, by the way, is this the first 420 we've celebrated? I think it probably
is. This is the first 420 we've celebrated and the first 420 that Canada has celebrated since legalization. So it's the first one. We're a part of it.
Happy birthday, Canada's 420. February 6th is Bob Marley's.
So then that's not it.
But let's celebrate that next year.
But I did, while you were doing that, I was doing this over here, and I found something written by someone named Angelica Florio.
Oh.
So I'm going to take a second. I'm going to read some of this to you. It'll be pretty quick.
I'd like that.
April 20th, a.k.a. 420, a.k.a. National Smoke Weed Every Day Day, gives stoners everywhere reason to celebrate, even if you don't enjoy partaking in Puff Puff. It goes on to say, let's first take a look at the incorrect origin stories of 420.
Yes.
Right? So
I love this. So
we have to clean out the proverbial pipe of incorrect history before taking a hit of truth.
Right.
Many people believe that 420 was California's police code for illegal marijuana use, which CNN proved false. But CNN's fake news, so who knows? And then... no fucking surprise. Another popular theory about the 420 meeting is that it comes from Bob Dylan's Rainy Day Women, number 12 and 35.
Oh.
So if you multiply 12 by 35, you get 420, and that plus the song's line, "Everybody must get stoned," led people to believe that 420 came from Dylan, but CNN also debunked that myth. So let me just say this.
Okay.
I don't know a single guy that smokes weed and does fucking math. So that's the dumbest one I've ever heard of. I'm not going to smoke a joint.
What about Neil deGrasse Tyson? I'm just kidding. I don't know if he smokes weed.
I don't know if he does either.
I have no idea.
But here's the actual reason why people smoke a lot of weed on April 20th. It's traced back to 1971 in Marin County, California.
Mm-hmm.
It came from a group of high school students called the Waldos.
Oh, hold on. Am I close to the right thing?
I think you are.
Wow. Okay, go on.
Right? So, actually, the Waldos used to meet near a wall to toke up after school, usually around 420.
Right.
And then the Waldos heard that someone from the Coast Guard had to give up a plot of marijuana located near Point Reyes National Seashore.
This is what I heard.
And according to the History Channel, the Waldos even had a treasure map to help guide them to the abandoned cannabis. So... now, don't ask me why somebody hasn't made a movie about this, because it sounds pretty interesting.
It does.
Right?
And I have the rights to it.
We should get the rights to it.
We could just make this story slightly different and then sell the rights to it.
Done.
Okay.
I've got a way to
do that. I've seen authenticity, Grizz, and we could duplicate it.
I think we could.
Yeah.
So even though the Waldos never found the presumably dried up marijuana plants, they continued using the code 420 whenever they discussed their drug use. So that's really where it came from.
So they never did find the treasure.
No, they never did.
Oh, this could be like, you're right. There's something to this in the way of a script, I think. Let's work this out. Everything like you said it. Happy 420, pardon me. Everything like you said it, right? Those kids at the school hanging out at the back. This legend comes up. A map falls into their hands. And it ensues into them not finding it. This is back in the 80s, I'm going to assume, right?
Yeah, I'm guessing it would be somewhere around there.
Now they, another group of students have found the map, right? See, this is where it becomes different. And they go out and they try to reclaim this very old bundle of weed.
Or they, no, you know what it is? They go out looking for this so-called, where the pot plants were supposed to be.
Right.
But no one has ever found them. And when they get there, it's just a massive forest of cannabis that has pollinated over decades.
Yeah, and they're now huge plants, it's like Honey, I Shrunk the Kids. Honey, I Blew Up the Weed.
Yeah. 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 And okay. It's like a Lion King moment. You know, you just hold up the...
Do you know the beauty of our podcast?
What's that?
Not enough people like it or listen to it to even steal
the idea. Give a shit about it? Yeah.
Yeah, so that idea is safe with us.
I'm good.
All right.
I'm good.
Honey, I Blew Up the Weed is, I think, it's like, okay, when they say, how are you going to pitch this? Well, it's Honey, I Blew Up the Weed meets, what was the other one you said?
What did I say? Lion King?
No. With the big plants like Treasure Island.
Like Treasure Island,
or like Treasure Island.
The Jurassic Park of weed.
Yeah. Okay. It's Jurassic Park meets Honey, I Blew Up.
Yeah.
The kids
with massive buds and a giant.
Yeah.
And it has to be a giant that guards the weed. I fucking am way too stoned.
You know who could guard the weed? You know who the giant could be? As long as we're talking about a giant. You love Seth Rogen. Why don't we put him in as the giant?
Don't get me started on Seth Rogen. I can't.
By the way, that is a tanker. That is a tanker truck full of liquid. This is unbelievable. That is, you are literally going to get diabetes.
It was in your fridge.
I have no idea where that came. So. Oh, that's an experiment I've been doing.
Oh, great. Great. Ooh, I will say this though. For anyone that ever gets a dry throat from smoking weed, Arizona green tea with ginseng and honey is actually really good. And I don't get anything for saying that. That really...
We don't get anything for you saying that.
No, I know.
And our other iced tea sponsor is going to be real pissed off now. Way to go, Grizz.
Fuck, am I needed this.
All right. Well, look, I'm just back from Europe. And if you don't mind, a couple of observations.
Tell me.
You know, first of all, I would recommend a rainy, cold visit to Europe. If you're going to find history galleries and stuff like that, it's a really wonderful time of year. You get some nice afternoons of, you know, warmth and stuff. But it is not a blazing hot summer experience by any means.
Right. Well, you went in March or April.
April. Right. April. In fact, early April.
Okay.
And I went on the Danube. A little swimming adventure, if you will.
On a ship.
Ah, yes. On a ship.
In the middle of a fjord.
Fjord?
Yeah.
Yes.
Which is...
There's no... Actually, I don't think I saw any fjords. Just lots of cities.
And snow.
No snow. Well, there was a day where it was in the air with a mix of rain.
Right.
Yeah. It was.
And wind.
Do you know what they have there instead of a Canada geese like we've got?
Prostitutes.
What? Hold on. I'm not just focusing on Slovakia now.
Okay. Sorry.
Okay. And by the way, that was just a joke. If you're Slovakian, that was a joke. This is a comedy. Okay. We're guys who do comedy. We weren't trying to be offensive.
Yeah.
People get offended
all the time.
Grizz, they get so offended.
I know.
You can't say jokes.
No, I can.
Mind you, in Slovakia, I would have gotten away with that. And in fact, you sent me a line, and we are not using it on the show, that made every single person laugh when I used it on the ship.
Did I? I don't even remember.
Yes, you did.
But you got to remind me what it was, because
I
don't remember.
I was in Bratislava, and I sent a note saying, not my... I can't even tell you what I said. Okay, about
let's just leave it alone because, and show me after the show.
Yeah, but you definitely you made a memory for a lot of people on that ship with your comment about Slovakia. Anyway, having said that, it was
comment.
It was a little off color, but very funny
and true.
Yeah, but by and large, I wanted to talk about this with regard to cannabis there. Well, I thought it would be more like Canada. They really did detour legal weed and go straight to CBD, as I mentioned earlier in the show. And while they will go recreational, they seem to be avoiding medical marijuana unless it's really dire needs. In other words, the CBD should be enough to make us healthy. We don't need the THC in the mix. Interesting, right? And so what's for sale there is, you know, elixirs and oils and bud. But it's all high in CBD and or different levels of CBD and very low in THC, negligible to the point where you could say that it doesn't have any.
And are they making erroneous claims there like they are here? You know, about the CBD? It does this, it does that, it'll cure cancer. Like you hear everybody saying all kinds of things that they can't back up.
No. Very careful, you can see that they like there's no vivid storefront advertising that says this will cure this or this will cure that, although that would be silly, I think, for anybody to do anyway. But you know, Having said that, really a CBD market. I if you were looking to invest in the cannabis field, that's funny. Invest in the cannabis field because, you know, in some cases, cannabis is like...
In a field?
Yeah.
That's very funny, Mike.
Yeah. Yeah. I came up with that one on 420 and we can all share it with our friends.
Let's do that.
Okay. If you were thinking about investing in Europe, I would say focus on CBD right now.
The CBD market in Europe is really hot.
Yeah.
And it's going to get hotter and hotter all over the world, actually. So I've been doing some research into other countries. Eastern Europe is going to explode with this. South Africa is about to go apeshit for CBD. And we're talking about extracting.
That's AS for CBD, my friend.
Big time.
Apeshit.
So, and then it's going to get, and then infusion's going to begin. And that's where it all comes from. So Canada's leading the way, but believe it or not, I was talking to someone from inside the industrial processing business. And they build giant factories that produce, you know, for food producers and stuff like that. And Canada, he says, is not as far ahead as we think we are.
And really?
The U.S. is way ahead on technology.
That is interesting.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, by the way, here's something kind of cool. I don't know if it's true. Bill Gates and other investors have secured a doomsday seed vault to preserve a wide variety of plant seeds and the remote Arctic, in the remote Arctic of
Norway?
Svalbard archipelago, right? Cannabis seeds are in the collection.
Yeah.
I thought that was kind of cool.
Yeah, they're getting ready for the zombie apocalypse, dude.
Did you know that you could smoke cannabis for personal use in Alaska since 1975 and it's still legal there? 1975.
You could smoke it legally?
Yep. Cannabis is legal and not even classified as a drug in North Korea. What?
In North Korea?
Yeah.
Well, no.
Do you like my facts?
Yeah. Well, if they're your facts, I don't know if I like them. Are they real facts?
Do you like my facts? 789 grams of 2,700-year-old cannabis were found on a Chinese tomb in 2008.
That's crazy to me.
Yeah.
That is nuts.
Bob Marley was buried with his red Gibson guitar, a Bible open to Psalm 23, and a cannabis bud. And I thought I'd mention that because, as you pointed out, today is his birthday, 420.
It's not his birthday. You said it wasn't his birthday. It's in February. You just told me.
February 6th.
Right.
Yeah, you're right.
Why are you fucking with me?
Come on, buddy. I'm just having a little... Okay, here. How about this one? I'll give you one more.
Yeah, okay.
You want one more? You want one more?
Okay.
The first thing ever bought and sold across the internet was a bag of cannabis in 1971. Rumor has it Stanford students bought it from MIT students. And based on geography, we would have imagined it would have been the other way around. But anyway, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So should we... It's because it's 420, maybe I should share a funny 420 story. Maybe
I would like that.
Like a funny stone story. Tell us a joint story.
Tell us a story, Grandpa. Come on, Papa. Tell us a story, Papa.
I'm trying to think. I don't know if I should tell one of my stories or if I should tell a story that belongs to one of my friends.
I have one if you have one. I have one that makes me laugh every time I think about it.
Really?
Yeah. And it happened, I think, near 420 because it was like early... It was the end of the summer. Yeah.
So when I first moved to Toronto, I was a young guy, right? And I came from a small town, a lot of farmers. Yeah. So we were all kind of rednecks.
Yeah.
And
I'm going to paint you in a good light.
Oh, it'll paint me in a fine light. Okay. So I moved to Toronto and I didn't know anything about Toronto really, even though I knew where it was. It wasn't far from where I lived, but I'd never spent any time downtown. So I take an apartment. Almost right downtown, center of the city, near Yonge and Bloor.
Yeah.
And again, I didn't see much because I was working in construction. So I'd wake up early. I didn't see anybody. I'd come home late. Didn't see anybody. And I would just do my thing. So one day I decided to go do some walking around the neighborhood. Well, I walked around the neighborhood. And little did I know that I'd moved into the gay part of town.
Oh, okay.
Right? So it was gay bars, everywhere, stuff like that. Now, I'm a hillbilly. I'm a swampy. And I'm moving in, and this is the first time I'm seeing this stuff. So I ran home and locked the door.
Were you scared?
And then I was scared, dude.
Were you scared,
dude,
of gay?
I was scared.
I came from the country, and I'm afraid of gay.
It was just weird to me, man, because I was like, what are my friends going to think about where I live?
Yeah, I know.
That's
what
it was.
Time,
it was a different time, right? Yeah. So anyway, after, I don't know, about a year living there and being just sort of locked in, doing my own thing, and I make a friend, right? Mm-hmm. So there's this... I'm downstairs. This is the day that I met this guy, right? So I'm downstairs doing my laundry. And this little gay guy comes up to me and he goes, "Hey, man, you look like you smoke weed. Do you have any weed? I really could use a joint. Like, because you've got a joint, I'd really like to have one because I just ran out." And I'm like,
"Well, that was very forward.
Really weird, right?" And I'm like,
"Yeah, did you have any weed?"
So I play tough guy and I'm just like, "Yeah, I got some weed. I'm going to go upstairs and I'm going to get it. And then I'll bring it back down for you, brother. Don't worry about it." That's exactly how I said it.
Yeah.
"No, no, I'm going upstairs right now anyway. So Ron, just come by your place. And if you can just give me one, that'd be great. And then we'll come down and I'll talk to you later." I'm like, "Okay. What am I going to do? Say no?" So this is before cell phones, so I couldn't even send a message to someone going like, "Hey,
there's
this
to be murdered by
gay guy following me to my apartment." Yeah. And so we go inside, and I'm like, "All right, I'll smoke a joint with this guy." Anyway, he's a nice guy, right? Start to talk. I'm straight. That dog won't hunt. Great, whatever. And he smokes his joint. Then he goes to the bathroom, and he comes in. He goes, "Wow, I'm really high. Like, I'm so high. Oh, my God. Oh!" And then he just fucking falls over like a redwood in the forest, man. And his head smashes onto the parquet floor. Oh, no. And he's fucking out cold. And I think he's fucking with me. So now I think I got a dead gay guy in my apartment. And I'm a redneck from the country thinking to myself, how do I explain this out of the papers tomorrow?
Does not look
good. Oh, dude. So fucking, I smack him in the head a couple of times as hard as I can. He wakes up.
Is that how you're supposed to revive a patient?
I was a young man. I thought that was the best thing to do at the time. Wake up, right?
Because you watched a lot of Remington.
Dude, it'd be a lot easier to get him down. Forget it. Actually, shut up. I won't say that joke.
Yeah, no.
Right? So so anyway, I get him. He wakes up, and I'm like, "Dude, you want me to get you up to your apartment?" Or, no, I'm fine. Then I watch him stagger down the hall, and that was the end of it. And away he went. And that guy now, we become dear friends. We've been friends for like 20 years, right?
That's hilarious. Since
that happened. But it was
any brain damage that
he was brain damaged before I met him. He's a fucking weird guy, right? He's funny, but he's fucking weird, right? He just never shuts up. Talks all the time, right? But I love him for it. But it was for that split second, you know, back in the early 90s. Yeah, I just smoked weed. This guy, he's dead.
I really gay guy. Wish I made him stay in the laundry room until I got the weed for him.
That is like so manslaughter funny. Charge and no way to explain it away.
Yeah, and you're going to get a cannabis charge too.
Cannabis charge too. It was brutal. So that was that's a 420 horror story for me, man. It was funny as hell. But
anyway, I'll share it with you. Buddy, it didn't happen to me. It happened to a buddy of mine. Got a call and several calls had come up on my phone, right? No messaging at this time, but you know, cell phone. And I recognized a number and it was, somebody I hope to get on the show at some point in the future, a guy by the name of Rasta Phil. And he's notable. Recently, I saw a picture of him with the Pope.
Rasta Phil with the Pope.
Yeah.
This Pope.
Yeah, the Pope. Yeah. No, it's well, maybe we should just have him on because it's hard to explain him.
Well, invite him to the new studio.
Yeah, I'll do that.
Which we haven't talked about.
I know. Should we? New studio. That's good.
How about you just give him a little taste? Just let everybody know that something's happening.
Yeah, something's happening.
Something's happening.
Something's happening.
With a new studio for the...
With a new studio.
The thing.
Mm-hmm.
For the thing.
Mm-hmm.
Done.
That's exactly right.
It's going to be interesting. You're all coming along for the ride if you're watching.
I'm sorry we had to use such specificity, but mm-hmm. there was no other way to explain it.
No.
So I get a call and I realize, it's Phil. So, you know, finally he gets through to me. Not that I called him back. It seemed urgent. I called him back. No. Finally, I got the phone and he calls and I'm like, "Hey, what's going on?" He's like, "You know, brethren, these turkeys, they're attacking. They ate all the weed and they won't stop. They're so stoned off their ass and they won't stop attacking my weed. And I've been chasing them away with a pitchfork for like 3 hours. You got to come help me. I'm down to two plants."
Are you kidding?
So I guess the more they ate, the more wigged out they got. And they just like, they couldn't handle being around him because he's like poking at them with a pitchfork to stay back from the plants. And it turned into a crazy battle of turkeys attacking him.
He actually had wild turkeys in his yard?
Wild turkeys.
Where he was farming?
Yeah.
That's hysterical.
And they wouldn't leave his weed alone. So he was genuinely really mad. And then they got really high and they turned on.
Yeah, that's not good. They're big.
These were enormous. And by the way, I was chased by one last summer. and it bit me on the ass.
Yeah, they're not when they get ornery, they get ornery.
Yes, man.
Yeah, they're not as bad as geese, but they're bad.
When they get, don't get between them and their weed, I think is the message. But I'll just never forget. These wild, you know, these turkeys done be eating all my weed, brethren.
It's hysterical, man.
General, you must come help.
So did he get attacked by them at all?
He did. Oh yeah, they were going. He had to give up. He just had to give up.
He had to actually run.
Yeah,
yeah. Yeah. That's a friend of mine got attacked by a bird. Like a goose.
Well, they chase you. That's the thing. Like, if you start to run, they chase you instinctively or something.
But he works at an auto plant, right? And he's head of safety, or was working as part of the head of safety thing or whatever it was. And he'd go into a meeting. So he's walking into a meeting and he sees there's some geese nesting near the doors of the entrance.
Oh.
And he walks by and he says, all of a sudden, he's getting smashed in the back of the head with the wings, and there's down flying everywhere. So it became a safety issue. And
actually, it can hurt, man. I watched a kid get attacked. We were walking.
It's lovely, but kids getting attacked.
We were walking down, through the golf course in about this time of the year. And got too close to some geese. And one of my buddy's kids, he just got chased down, and I mean, attacked by this thing. Like, we were scared it was going to kill him because their wings are insanely strong.
Yeah. Yeah, it's not just their wings; those beaks, they go after your eyes.
What?
They surrounded my dog in our pond. So when I was growing up, we had a large pond. We had a big German Shepherd. And we throw the ball in the water, and we get 20 or 30 geese, and they'd come there, and they'd stay for days and days and days at a time.
They make a hell of a mess.
Right, and we got to get rid of them. So we would, you'd sort of shoot and try and scare them because you can't kill them.
For a long time, we were catapulting them over the border to Buffalo.
It would be a great idea if we could still do that. But we sent we threw the ball in the water and wanted Curtis to go in and get the ball, maybe just sort of stir the geese up. And son of a gun, if they didn't start to surround them, and they just, it was like circling the wagons. And all of a sudden, you could see that the dog was surrounded. He couldn't get out. And all we could do was call and try and get him out. But they were closing in. And if they would have got to that dog, they would have taken his eyes out. Guaranteed.
That's the thing, huh?
Right? He wouldn't have been able to hold that. So I had to dive into the water and then go create more problems to get the dog out away from the geese. I mean, you think about it, 30 geese.
Do you know what technology does? This is interesting with regard to geese. Technology has made it possible for us to do a show that is 37 minutes long because I'm not watching the computer to make sure it's not going to crash. That's what technology does.
That's awesome.
For Canada Geese.
I love our new technology.
And we love you. Check us out. Mike@marrowwanderers.com. Grizz@marrowwanderers.com.
But I won't answer.
It's true. He's never even opened it once.
Not once.
I send a horrible collection of stuff every day. None of it gets any attention. But we will check your horrible stuff out and give it the proper attention. Don't hesitate to check us out on the socials @MarrowWanderers and @MarrowWanderers Travel. Have a great week, buddy.
Peace.